You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in again with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
We seem to be hearing a lot at the moment about the side effects of some medicines, Elizabeth. So shall we start by talking about the overdose of vitamin D and children?
Yes, this was where a liquid preparation of vitamin D, I believe it was about 7 times the concentration in the product, and the mother continued to give the dose her doctor had told her to do. And this resulted in the child's calcium levels spiralling upwards, and that generally results in possible kidney damage.
Surely vitamin D is normally safe.
Yes, as you probably know, Toby, I've been an advocate of people supplementing with vitamin D, certainly during the winter months, and depending where you're staying, possibly all year round if there's a lack of sun in the summer. And also if you're in a care home, it's important to take vitamin D. There are, however, some people that shouldn't take vitamin D, and I suspect they will know who they are. For example, those with sarcoidosis or hyperparathyroidism. Possibly if you suffer from kidney stones, please check with your doctor if you're any of those disease states. But for the vast majority, vitamin D is safe.
So if there is a faulty product, such in the case of a supplement, it's dealt with differently from a medicine. Is that correct, Elizabeth?
Yes, Toby, that was the problem here. Supplements such as vitamin D are dealt with by the Food Standards Agency, and as such, pharmacies, surgeries, hospitals, they weren't told of the faulty product immediately.
So what happens if a medicine has something wrong and has to be recalled then?
Well, the MHRA, now that's the Medicine Health Regulatory Body, that's the body that licenses medicine. They only do so after rigorous checks and research to show that the medicine, first of all, is safe and also its efficacy, its benefits. If a medicine is recalled, then every pharmacy, hospital and surgery is informed that the medicine must be removed from circulation. It might be that pharmacies and doctors have to inform patients directly, or it may be that the medicine has to be taken off the shelf and returned to the manufacturer. But the difference is we're literally told that day to take medicines off the shelf.
You were telling me about the yellow card system that informs the MHRA if there is a problem.
Yes, all prescribers, and we now include any member of the public, can use the form to highlight a side effect of a medicine and report back. Now, I've noticed that the yellow card scheme relating to visually impaired people is about something quite different. It's stickers and cards to alert someone that they may need help. I think going under MHRA, you'll probably be able to access it if you wish to fill in a yellow card.
So finally, Elizabeth, are there any shortages of medicines at the moment?
Toby, there are always shortages of medicines, but community pharmacists and their teams are usually very good at managing these. As always, I say get to know your pharmacist if you take regular medication. They'll keep you up to date. And we do have different ways of dealing with shortages. I've talked before about sometimes we get permission to change to another product. For example, when the HRT, hormone replacement therapies, were a problem, we were able to change to a different manufacturer. And there are lots of other examples where pharmacists maybe give 2 tablets instead of 1, 2 capsules instead of 1 if there's a problem with one of the strengths. So I think we're quite resourceful. So I don't think people should worry about that, but it will be highlighted by your own community pharmacist if there is a problem. And we always seem to be able to sort out these problems.
Well, as you say, always good to know and get to know your pharmacist. And as always, some very useful information and advice there, Elizabeth. And if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
OLEW's ElizabethRoddick.com.
Well, thank you as always, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.